Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The other story, of course, that we have been following is the Mayiwa case. What on earth is going on there? Why did the advocate withdraw? Mpilele Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
So what is the latest with this case? It just seems to get stranger and stranger.
Definitely, especially with the dramatic withdrawal of the advocate who accused one for 4 yesterday, and citing reasons which, to me, could have been overcome depending on the mechanisms you could have used to overcome that. Because the most important one is that you still have instructions that have been given by your client, you still have that mandate or that brief from your attorney. If the answer is yes, then you must continue to protect your client's legal rights to the best of your ability. Any other things which are going to come from the courtroom, any disagreement, they are going to come. You must remember this is a contested terrain. It's a court. It's a court at the end of the day. So they're going to be different views, and it's the art of persuasion which then works better. So you can delegate your duties as a legal practitioner in terms of doing that. However, we can't force someone at the same time to represent someone within a rank or wish to. So that's what we saw yesterday. Yeah, just feel sorry for the Mayiwa family because it's then going to take an extended amount of time in terms of them coming or reaching any type of closure as to who are the real perpetrators. And if the accused that are in the witness box are found guilty, it will take some time before they're even sentenced and maybe we can see justice being dispensed. So it's going to take a bit of time. It's a setback for the trial. And we need a new strategy for that. We need a new strategy, but most importantly, a new legal rep to represent or protect their legal interests.
How common is this, that an advocate will step down mid-trial?
It does happen. It's not something which doesn't happen at all. But it's usually for reasons of saying there's a breakdown in terms of instructions. There's one party that doesn't want to listen to another. Maybe there is no consensus as to the legal strategy which has been proposed, or the other famous one is the finance, where they would say we no longer have the funds to pay. So if you continue, you must know that you are continuing on a pro bono basis. We are now going to look for legal aid. So it does happen. It's just that it doesn't happen in that dramatic manner in which it happened yesterday. And when a person withdraws, or a legal practitioner withdraws, they don't go into a long-winded story of why they are withdrawing. They simply say, my mandate has been withdrawn, my brief has been withdrawn. Can the court please excuse me from being the attorney or the advocate of record of the accused, and can I be released? And the answer to that one is usually yes. So in this case, I couldn't understand why he had to go into detail about the type of hardship that he was facing, of which I must emphasize there are preventive measures of making sure that you prevent yourself from suffering in the manner in which he's alleged to have suffered.
Do you think that there'll ever be justice in this case? I mean, it just seems to be getting further and further away from some form of resolution.
I think the real players, which are supposed to be the dispensers of justice or the real troops on the ground in terms of justice, are the ones who are letting us down. Let me start with the South African Police Service. They are charged with investigating all type of crimes which are happening in South Africa. The first indictment is the waiting for plus minus 8 years before someone is brought to book. Secondly, is when you look at it from a layman's perspective, you say that how are these four accused meant to be the mastermind when you don't even see or hear what the motive was in terms of killing Senzo Mayiwa? So if you can't connect the dots on your own, then you wonder how is the prosecutor going to connect the dots? How are they going to be able to persuade the judge that the individual that are sitting there, the real perpetrators, and that's the real people in which you must punish. Let me then move on to the National Prosecuting Authority. They are charged with making sure that they take a winnable case to court. Now, if you have two dockets which are going to suffice, or the second docket suffices where it's been introduced by the defense, it purely means that you haven't done your job, you haven't done the interviews correctly, and you haven't disclosed, or it hasn't been disclosed to you, the real information and statements that which are out there. And then maybe partly they are accused, but the accused will forgive them because all that they are simply doing, they're protecting their legal interests, and it's within the realm of the Criminal Procedure Act and, most importantly, the Constitution. They would say, we want you to try it, but let's make sure that you protect us as the accused. But lastly, members of the public. Now, when the crime or the murder took place, it didn't happen somewhere in space. There are neighbors that are there. There are friends that are there. The individuals which were in the house that are there, they owe it to the soul of Senator Mayiwa so that they disclose the real truth so that she can rest in peace. Now, right now, I don't think that she's resting in peace knowing that this particular mess has not been resolved, knowing that his parents and his siblings and even kids have not been given a full story as to what really happened to their father, to their son.
Absolutely right. So what are the next steps? The trial's been postponed.
They'll be given an opportunity to go and look for a new legal rep. There is an option of legal aid where one cannot afford. The provisions are quite clear as to how legal aid is engaged. And once legal aid has been obtained, possibly that new legal rep will place themselves on the record. If they are really efficient, they'll come to court after having gone through the huge volumes of the documents, the true documents that are there, and also the transcripts of the first witness. And they'll be ready to continue with the trial in September, even if it's a delay of maybe 2 days while they're still getting acquainted, or maybe doing a few last cross-examination of the current witness, and then it is easier for the matter to go ahead. But they certainly cannot defend themselves. I wouldn't even recommend that they do that. They do need a new counsel or new legal representative to come on board so that they'll be able to defend their case.
Absolutely right. Mpalela Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited, bringing us up to date with the Mayiwa case. Will justice ever be done?